Hello, my name is Tina. I'm from Sweden and I'm an adult child.
Hi, Tina.
Welcome. Hi. Welcome to the sixth European annual event organized by the ACA European Committee. We're doing eight virtual meetings today between 10 a.m. and 9:30 p.m. Central European Time. Please see the full program at the www.acawsoec.org. This is a Regions panel meeting. Please note that only the active speakers will be unmuted, and also we have turned off everyone's cameras for meeting safety. If you would like to share, use the raise hand feature at that time to speak. You will be unmuted when it's your turn to speak. Please join me in opening our meeting with the ACA Serenity Prayer. God, grant me the serenity to accept the people I cannot change, the courage to change the one I can, and the wisdom to know that one is me. We meet to share the experience we had as children growing up in an alcoholic or dysfunctional home. That experience infected us then, and it affects us today. By practicing the 12 steps, by focusing on the solution, and by accepting a higher power of our understanding, we find freedom from the effects of alcoholism and other family dysfunction. We identify with the problem and learn to live in the solution one day at a time. I've asked Niklas to read Commitment to Service.
Hi, my name is Niklas. I'm an adult child from Sweden. Can I be heard?
Yes.
Hi, Niklas.
ACA Commitment to Service. I perform service so that my program will be available for myself, and through those efforts, others may benefit. I will perform service and practice my recovery by 1, affirming that the true power of our program rests in the membership of the meetings and is expressed through our higher power and through group conscience. 2, confirming that our process is one of inclusion and not exclusion, showing special sensitivity to the viewpoint of the minority in the process of formulating the group conscience, so that any decision is reflective of the spirit of the group and not merely the vote of the majority. 3, placing principles before personalities. 4, keeping myself fit for service by working my recovery as a member of the program. 5, striving to facilitate the sharing of experience, strength, and hope at all levels, meetings, intergroups, regional committees, service boards, and world services. 6, accepting the different forms and level of service and allowing those around me to each function according to their own abilities. 7, remaining willing to forgive myself and others for not performing perfectly. 8, being willing to surrender the position in which I serve in the interest of unity and to provide the opportunity for others to serve, to avoid problems of money, property, and prestige, and to avoid losing my own recovery through the use of service, to act out my old behavior, especially in taking care of others, controlling, rescuing, being a victim, etc. 9, remembering I am a trusted servant, I do not govern.
Thank you, Niklas. You may have related to our readings, even if there was no apparent alcoholism or addiction in your home. This is common, because dysfunction can occur in a family without the presence of addiction. We welcome you. We remind us of the 12th tradition, what you hear here, when you leave here, let it be. We do not talk about another person's story or experience to other people. We also want to remind our speakers that the meeting is recorded and will be published on www.acawsoec.org. I will now hand over to Hasse, which is our facilitator for the panel discussion. Over to you, Hasse.
Thank you. My name is Hesse. I'm an adult child. Yes, the background, this region's panel was a discussion in the European Committee about how we could establish a closer connection between the European intergroups and the service structure in Europe. We talked about another thing also at that meeting. We talked about how we as European ACAs can become more connected when it comes to sharing experiences with translations, intergroup development, etc. On this very same meeting, the European Committee, I think it was about 2 months ago, we decided that we would work towards becoming a European region under the WSO, and that we would move ahead with that as quickly as possible. And to discuss this further and share their experience with us, we have invited Carol and Jim from the US regions, and also have our own chairman, Frederick, on the panel. And I would suggest we start the way that if Carol, would you please start by introducing yourself and just touch quickly on your role in the creation of a region in the US?
Okay.
Thank you.
I'm Carol, and I am the vice chair right now of the Greater Western USA region. We started. I turned over the chair position because I had too many hats. I had too many things I had to do, too many chair positions. So our chair now is Rich. He's a trustee, WSO trustee also. I'm not any longer because my term of office was up. As of April. Anyway, so we started in 2016, and we didn't become official until 2017 at the ABC in San Diego as a region. We wanted to get everything in order and get everything proper. And they had voted me in as the representative from the region to WSO at that point. And so I represented the region at the ABC. So that's how we got started. Did you want, what
thank
else?
You. Thank you, Carol. You will have the opportunity to go more in detail in just a minute. And then I will ask Jim to introduce himself and tell a little bit about, just a little bit about what you have, how you've been working with regions in the WSO. Thank you.
Sure, thank you. And hello, everyone. My name is Jim. I'm an adult child, and I'm currently serving on the board as a trustee. I'm the secretary currently, and I'm also the current chairperson for the Service Network Committee. And that's heavily involved in supporting regions. And I've been doing that for, this is my second term as part of the Service Network Committee. And we're working on a service manual to help answer a lot of questions that people have when they get involved in service, both at the group level, at the intergroup level, and at the region level. And one of the initiatives I'm proud of to say we've completed and have on the website, and I want to talk about more later, is an update to the OPPM, which really, I think, states the message about organic region development and how we really want to see, you know, people work together and not really have to have fixed boundaries about, exactly what is the right size region, and just encourage groups and intergroups to work together, to form regions, because we, are coming out of isolation and we want to work better together. So I'm excited to talk more about that later.
I just had to unmute myself here, and please go on, Frederick.
Thank you, Hasse. And my name is Frederick, also an adult child, as everyone else on this meeting. I'm the chair of the European Committee, and I became that in April after being the vice chair since last year. And I'm also a board member since the 1st of June this year. And as Hasse said, we have started to talk about going through, going against a region instead of a committee. And I hopefully we are going to talk about and listen to advantages with a region contra a committee and about the process to that. So, yeah, I will rest with that. Thank you.
Yes, thank you, Frederick, and thanks all of you. I would think we should go back to Carol and start, if she would start with the talk on what a region is and her experience with the process of becoming a region. And for approximately 10 minutes, Carol, if you would start. Thank you.
Let me see if I can start my little clock here so I can make sure that that's what I'll do. Okay, first, Frederick, I'm going to email you my permission. Anyway, so what a region is. A region is a part of the service structure or service network, we now call it, which is more appropriate, to the membership. And the membership is the is what pushes all this. We need to have communication between the members and their meetings. And so that's the reason the network grows. And it grew on its own at the very beginning with intergroups coming out of the membership and out of the meetings. That was from the very start, and that had really nothing to do with WSO. WSO is another part of the service network, and the membership is the most important, and then the intergroups, then the regions, then WSO. I'm sorry to tell them, but we really need the whole network in order to grow more meetings and let more people know about ACA, and that's the reason for them. We started with just sending out, we started on a free conference call, which is not the easiest thing to work with, but and working with Google, and a lot of forms that we were filling out with people coming to our meetings once a month and from all over, not just our region, telling us what they thought a region could do better than an intergroup or a meeting or WSO. And so we had a chart. I was gonna, with everything going on here, I wasn't able to get it for you to see today. And I'm sorry, but that's what we did. And from that, we gleaned what we wanted to do for our region. Our region is 13 states in the United States, and that includes all the way over to Hawaii and up to Alaska and over to Utah and Colorado. And if any of you know, it's a large area. It actually is, we have a census every so many years in the United States, and it is actually called the Greater Western USA region or Greater Western region or something like that. Anyway, so we named it appropriately. We didn't do that on purpose. We found that out later. But we have a lot of states in that region, in our region, that don't have any intergroups at all. They have very few meetings. The last I talked to I think it was Idaho. Well, Idaho is one. They have meetings around one of the larger cities, I think two or three, and then isolated meetings. Utah, same thing. Colorado, it's basically the wild, wild west still in a lot of areas. And so we call them unaffiliated meetings, and they are able to send people to our region as reps, not just the intergroups. In New Mexico, we have Rich, and Rich is a rep from the from his meeting, not from an intergroup, because the meetings in New Mexico have not, they just don't think they need an intergroup. So, anyway, that's what we're struggling with, is trying to build intergroups and help these individual meetings, because we get email all the time from them. I'm sorry, I didn't sit down and write out what I was going to be saying today. I just haven't been able to. So
it's perfectly fine. Carol, can I ask, is it okay if I interrupt and ask you a question?
That's fine. Yeah. That's great.
Yes, I was just, what did you go out and tell the intergroups when you said we want to build a region here, and there are some advantages to building a region in this area?
We let everybody know when we first, even in 2016, every intergroup, every meeting that we could get a hold of, from the WSO listing, that we were going to do this, and they came and they worked with us, and even people from the East Coast too, because Bill and Charlie were pushing this too at that time. So anyway, that's we asked them to please get a representative and send them to the meetings. We got checks before we got a bank account. We didn't get reps necessarily. So people are, they didn't know what it was yet, and didn't know what they might have to do yet. And so I think that was part of it. But we had to send the checks back because we didn't have a bank account. And after 3 months, they're no good anyway. So it took a while. That was one of the hardest things for us, was to get a bank account because of the California laws and the banks, what they wanted. And we had one bank, and then they decided they didn't want nonprofit businesses, and they they closed our account on us. So then we had to go shuffling around. We finally have one, but that was difficult. Let's see. The hardest part, I guess, we selected how many states or what state we wanted to try to, get more meetings in and talk to the meetings there, the states without the intergroups. And so we had five people, five different states, and Rich was one of them. That's how he came into this. So I don't know. We decided that it would be better for us, like events, that if the region would host them, that would actually work out for everybody, because we could afford to pay for maybe Zoom or whatever. And at that time it was face-to-face. It was going to be pay for hotels and all this, the same as WSO does for the ABC. So that was one of the things that we knew we could do. But mostly we were just here to build the membership, build meetings, build intergroups. That was our main focus, and we'll get into other things as time goes along. So.
Thanks a lot, Carol. Very interesting. And I would ask if Jim would continue and to say something about the region structure. Has it changed? And maybe how WSO sees the future on regions. Jim, would you continue?
Sure, thank you, Hospice. This is Jim. I'm an adult child and very grateful to be here. My heart is warmed by seeing adult children get together, and I'm sure we have at least four continents to getting together right now, maybe more. So it's very exciting because we're seeing the development and growth of ACA right before our very eyes here today. So that's amazing. I've asked some support from Sharon to show us the blue website, the service website. So again, we have a document called the OPPM, the Operating Procedures and Policy Manual. And in there, there's an appendix 2 that refers to regional certification. So if you go to the latest OPPM, and in there we have appendix 2. And appendix 2 talks about how a region will become certified. And the first thing is very exciting is we've updated the map. So if you take a look, scroll down a little bit, you could see both the U.S. map. And so Carol is the yellow. That's Carol in the yellow with her region, region 2. And we have a brand new region in the U.S., region 5, the Northeast region. And that's just the U.S. So we've recently added the world map. So if you scroll down a little bit, you'll see the whole world map. And you could just see we've got region 2 and region 5 there. And that's it. So we're really excited to start filling in the rest of the map. So I'm very, very happy to hear the European Committee is thinking of forming a region, whether it's, my thoughts is it would be independent of the European Committee and let it form naturally and encourage that. It's great if the European Committee could support region development in Europe, and maybe in the future the European Committee could retire itself and put itself out of business because the regions are so successful. But I could see them working together for a short while. So again, it's be really, really exciting to see regions grow here. And I know the Member Services Committee that Carol's chair of has a global members subcommittee that you probably heard from Sue V earlier. And she's really working closely with ACAs around the world, and hopefully we'll see more intergroups coming out of that. And then the next step, would be the region development, because we really see this as, people working together again, coming out of isolation. And I could see the regions, supporting conferences like this, maybe doing a monthly meeting, rotating throughout the intergroups in the region, lots of different things, a combination of the recovery meetings that the intergroup may be doing, as well as service related meetings too. I just wanted to scroll up a little bit, if you could, Sharon, and I'm not sure if we'll be able to read it, but right here on here, it talks a little bit about the process, and the key point here that I just wanted to highlight is organic region development. So that I could see the regions growing and forming based upon the local needs. So it may, and there's no right way to do it. So for example, Europe may want to create one big region to start and let intergroups join as they're created, or you might want to start smaller where there's a bunch of intergroups already and just form that region and then create other regions separately. But for example, in another fellowship I'm part of, I live in the state of Florida, and Florida is a very big state. And early on in that program, they had one region for the whole state. And then as the fellowship grew and they had more intergroups and things, they were able to split the state into two regions. So I could see that happening either way with Europe. Again, there's no right way to do it. You may start with one big region and then split it up into smaller ones as you grow, or you may start with smaller ones to start. So just to emphasize the point that there's no right way to do it, at least from my personal point of view. And there's two other things I wanted to highlight, which I think are useful tools to see. is if Sharon, if you could go to the intergroup listing on the on our RED website. So on our adultchildren.org website, we had a regions a intergroup listing, and in there we have this feature that may not know about. Is a little box there that says enter nearest city. So if we type in a European city, maybe where the yes, there we go. We'll do Stockholm, and if you hit enter, it'll get sorted. And it's kind of a neat way to see all the intergroups closest to that location. And you may find that there's an intergroup near you already, or you might find that there's one very far away. So here's a quick way to see where, you know, where intergroups are closest to you. And intergroups have kind of got a bit stagnant. We're just right around 100 and something. So either intergroups aren't registering with WSO, or, you know, or they've slowed down their formation. So hopefully we can, you know, get the word out that, you know, again, coming out of isolation, groups can work together to form intergroups, and then those intergroups can work together to form regions. And the last thing I wanted to highlight, again, just because I love to promote the website and some of the tools, is there's a map that we have for meetings. So similar to there, if we go back to maybe change it to Stockholm, we could see the meetings in that area. So this is showing the USA, and that's where our book distribution center is. So we could change any country here and do a search, and you get an idea of the number of meetings. And again, maybe all meetings aren't listed. So we try to encourage the meetings to register with WSO. And yep, we get it into the language that you guys are familiar with, and interesting to see. So this is live. Let's see what it looks like. And there you get a feel for where meetings are. And so it's kind of neat, some of the tools we have to see where the fellowship is and where we may want to grow. So again, you know, these are the things that a region can do. A region can look at these tools and say, well, there's no meetings here. So let's try to support the growth of meetings, and regions can do that directly. Regions can support meeting development, and you know, and then intergroups can support, you know, can be created out of that once we get going. So these are some of the tools we have, and like I said, just to support, you know, again, the whole idea is to make sure that there is meetings available, and you know, for adult children around the world, and but we need to support that locally, and both intergroups and regions can support that. So anyway, thank you, Sharon, for helping demonstrate some of the website features and the OPPM. So again, I'm real excited to see some additions on the global region map, and hopefully we'll see some from Europe and other parts of the world very, very soon. So thank you.
Thanks a lot, Jim. Very interesting, and it also I said in my in the beginning that we would move ahead as quickly as possible. That was maybe a bit overstated, but we will move ahead in a sensible tempo with this, because I see it's going to be a lot of work also, and we. But what we talked about would be the immediate advantage of becoming a region was that we as a committee are not necessarily elected directly by our intergroups and are not necessarily closely connected to the intergroups in the country we come from. We are, as it happens, but we could have a committee that wasn't that. And that was one thing that we really wanted to have the service structure in Europe be closely connected to the intergroups. but also maybe have more of a presence in the WSO and able to act in different ways than we are as a committee. And yeah, and with that, I think I'll give the word to Frederick if you would like to add something for this. Thank you.
Hello there. I'm Frederick, and I am an adult child. Thank you, Carol, and thank you, Jim, for being a part of this panel discussion. I really like the thought of the European region, and to take, from my point of view, a group consists of members, intergroups consist of groups, and a region consists of intergroups or groups, depending on how the structure looks on different places. And also the difference how I see it is that we are a part of the WSO. So we act by guidelines from WSO because we are a committee. And a region is its own entity. So that opens up a lot more options for the region. Jim mentioned before, we have 108 intergroups in the world registered on the WSO page, and 29 of them are in Europe. So 29 intergroups registered in Europe. And also it's the members in the region who decide how to build the region, who is the officers in the region. And as Hasse said before, that's kind of different now, not very big difference, but it is a difference. And I know I have got a question about business meetings. If we become a region, we could have a European business meeting once a year, like a region business meeting. And we can't have a business meeting in the committee because it isn't the IGs in Europe who set the guidelines for the committee. That's WSO. So also, Carol said, we could do events like this, but it demands a budget. Now we have the budget from the WSO because we are a standing committee. When we become a region, we will take the 7th from the region to support events like this. Also, I see it as a really big, I don't know what's the name, advantage to be a region, because then we are our own entity, and there is a lot of problems creating contracts for literature, translations, agreements, and so on. But if we was a region, then the region could make the contract with the WSO, and then IGs in Europe could do the contract with region to print and so on. So I think that would be a very, very strong reason to build a region in Europe. Very strong reason to build a region. But as said, we have to have people and IGs interested to build a region. So it's groups and intergroups in Europe who will do the work to get to this. But we, as the European Committee, could either be a support or we could be a part of it. That's up to how we decide. And also there is a one thing, and Carol and Jim, you have to correct me if I'm wrong, but you could build a region and almost as you like, but you could also build a region and have the chair or the other another person who had a place in the board. And if you should have a board member from the region, then the WS board have to say okay to that region. So, Carol, Jim, I'm correct.
Short answer, yes. Yes, the region has on the board then basically a lobby. I don't know if that translates lobbyist, a lobby. Okay. And that's why it was difficult when I was both the chair of the region and the person who was on the board, because I had way too much to do. So that's something you have to really basically realize. You need somebody that's unfettered.
Yeah, I just want to comment short on that. I'm the chair of the European Committee, but on the board, I'm more, it would have been a stronger favor for the European region to have me on as the board or than the chair of the European Committee. Yeah. So I could lobby more for the European region, but now I'm the chair of the committee and I have couldn't lobby for Europe. So yeah, thank you.
Thank you, Carol. Hello, thank you, Frederick. I think Jim also had a comment. Is that correct?
Yeah. Are you able to hear me? Yeah, this is Jim. I'm not sure about the word lobby. It seems still a little political, but represent sounds good to me. And just to, the technical bit of it is we ask that regions let WSO know of their intent to be an official region so that we can register them and recognize them. So it's kind of a somewhat formal step just to say, yes, hey, we are a region. And we part of that is simply to ask for one or two things, some of the intergroups and the boundaries of that region. So we understand, who the region is and who they're representing. And the other piece of it is that we say the region can nominate a trustee. And so that they are, represented directly on the board. That is an important step. And, we try to, the OPPM says that we're going to have a maximum of 20 board members. So that kind of says we have a maximum of, 20 regions possibly. But right now, believe it or not, on the board, we have zero region representatives. There are no regional trustees. Carol was a regional trustee and stepped down. And I forgot I was on microphone holding my croissant. every region has the ability to send someone, but you don't need to wait. So if you have someone who has a desire to represent Europe or anywhere, and they want to be a trustee, please nominate yourselves now and then you could help the growth and formation of that region as a trustee even before it exists. So don't wait for the region to develop to try to nominate someone else. Give Frederick some support. And I'll pass. Thank you.
Thank you, Jim. And I see that two attendees has raised their hands. I don't know if it's on this subject, but I would like to encourage if anyone has questions of the attendees, then please raise your hands and Marcus will let you in to ask a question for Carol or Jim or Frederick. And I don't know if we could do that straight away. I see there's more to come. Yes.
Cecile, please go ahead.
Oh, hello. I'm going to cry. Cecile, adult child from France. Sorry, I've got a lot of emotion. Thank you very much for doing all this work to make adult children all over the world. I'm taking my, it's my own initiative to come here. I'm not elected by French groups. I have no legitimacy, but still I really want to promote ACA in France. We already have three groups, one physical group, and all the other groups are electronic group with a Skype. And some friends made an intergroup, but in fact, it's very interesting to understand group, intergroup, region, and the board is related to WSO, I believe. I think I understood that. So perhaps we did it wrong in France, because we have some groups. We have an intergroup for workshop, and we don't have region. So region could be the country, in fact, for France. Anyway, I'll be very happy to be sponsored in this service. So I'm ready to participate. Thank you. Sorry for the mess, but I'm very emotive.
Thank you so much for calling in. And I don't know who would answer that if we talked about a region often being more countries than one, or that is at least the vision. But is someone who can answer this? Maybe Carol? Yes,
yes.
Carol?
The main thing you have to realize is that that's the reason ours is so large. You need to have enough people and enough intergroups and enough meetings to financially support the region. Originally, a long time ago, we had a region too, and we had a region in Canada, I believe. Region two at that time was only California. Part of the reason it didn't happen, it didn't last, was because of the fact that it didn't get funded. WSO did not help either, because at that time we didn't have as much communication, and they didn't let people know that this was, and the region didn't have enough people to work and tell people, hey, we're here, we need funding. So that's one of the major things, and that's something to consider. Thank you.
Thank you, Carol. Is there someone else with a question?
Marius S., you have raised your hand. Please go ahead and unmute yourself.
Hi, this is Marius. I'm from Romania. What I'm asking is about how to convince the other groups that we are needing an intergroup. For example, in Romania, we have five groups all over the country, which are not very well communicating in between, because people are very concentrated on their own recovery, and that they are not very willing on doing service, even on translations or the other official services for the group. And my question was, how can I show the others the advantages of an intergroup? And the other question was about translations, that we are in the process of translating the materials, and obvious we cannot sell anything to get financial support by selling the materials. So in conclusion, how what's the advantage of being in an intergroup, and how can we attract financial support by other means than selling materials. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Marius. And and I'll give the word to Carol. As I understood, the first question was that was there a sort of a pitch to get for an intergroup or region that you could go out to the groups and say, this is why you do it. And
right.
The other thing.
The main thing is that right now, individual meetings, usually if they have a question, they don't have any place to go. They go to a WSO. Well, WSO is busy and doesn't always get back with an answer. When the region gets a question from someone, I look for their intergroup. If there's no intergroup, then I go back and or somebody else in our group goes back and talks to them and helps them and tells them where they can get the information. That's the main thing. It's information. The networking, and they if you show them that they need to be connected to the other meetings by an intergroup, and that they will be getting information and knowledge and help, then they're more likely to want to form an intergroup. That's it.
Absolutely. Thank you, Carol. Frederick, would you want to add something to this?
Yeah, thank you, Marius, for questions, and thank you for being here. There are a couple of very good examples in Europe where the fellowship is rather old existing, like Denmark, Sweden, Russia. Also, we have an intergroup in Sweden, and that intergroup support the country with literature, selling it, translating it. Several groups could go together and making committees. Also, as Carol said, it's good to have some kind of things cost money. So and that's hard for one group to create that. Like if you buy literature, it could be a lot of money, and for one group, it would never be possible to reach that goal. So coming together for specific, like the Swedes, we have our own webpage. All the meetings, it's like kind of a little WSO webpage. Information to download, free literature, and so on. So together we are strong. I used to compare. Like if you are a group, that's much, much more stronger than if I'm alone and don't have a group to go to. The same counts for me, like the groups are much stronger if they have an intergroup to go to. It's the same structure and the same thinking about it, just in bigger ways. So the region contains of intergroups, or if they don't exist in a country, a group. So it makes it easier for the fifth tradition also. So yeah, thank you. Hopefully that would answer something of your questions, Marius.
Yes, thank you. And there's one other thing if I can ask. Here the fear is that we don't need anyone above us to tell us how to do our job in our own group. We have our own group and it's getting well, so why should we need somebody to dictate us how to do our job in our meetings and so on? And the fear is that this intergroup should be some authority figure that we are very fearful.
Yes, Frederick would like to answer this.
I don't know if you heard about upside down triangle, because the intergroup is in the bottom, the groups are in the top and decide everything the intergroup should do. So the intergroup has nothing to decide about. They carry out what the groups decide for them to do. And also when you said they are like authorities, and that sounds for me like when before I came to ACA or in the beginning, I said, I don't want to listen to sponsor. I don't want to listen to, I have the solution. So I'm fine by myself. And that's the opposite of going to a better life. And then I talk to a better life for a group, if you know what I mean. So compare it with your own journey in the program and just scale it up. Thank you.
Yeah, that's a great answer. Thank you.
And thank you for asking these questions, Marius. We have a couple of hands up in the.
Thank you, and I pass.
Yes. Thank you, Marius.
Thank you,
Christine. You had your hand raised. Let's go.
Yes. Christine Adelchild from France, and I want to say hello to Cécile, who spoke just before. I want to share what I understand today with the European region wanting to raise. And I do understand that a region is, well, could rather be built with intergroups. And I want to say that the intergroup in France is not yet built up. It is a term that we have been hearing, but we are groups in France are just very babies, because only one group was born physically last October. And the other meetings are born with the pandemic on Skype. And my opinion is that, as Frederick said, we have to build up our own recovery, as it is said in the commitment to service. Work on our recovery, and then let the group build their recovery as groups, and that after that maybe we can have a real, when I say real, I've seen the intergroup list, and it was pleasant and astonished to see how many intergroups there are in Europe. And we are really babies here in France. I would love to say, okay, we just have a name that we can put there. I feel we already have difficulties to find time for business meetings and emotionals. How do you say it? Sobriety. I don't know what the English word is for that. So this is my opinion. Now, I find it very interesting to hear about literature buying, because this is one of the points. Myself, I don't have a big red book. I don't have a yellow step working book. And when I see the charge for bringing it from the USA, I don't want to spend the money on that. And I prefer to give a seventh tradition to this event. And yet I hear today that the money won't come to the committee because the committee is not a region. But the literature is needed. And yes, I hear that it would be nice to have an intergroup to buy literature and bring it to French members. And yet, the literature translation is also needed, absolutely, because my evaluation is half of the members don't have enough English to be working on the English versions or any other version. Sorry, it's a bit going. okay, there's not really a question, but it's just sharing my own evaluation on France's position.
Thank you for the description of the situation in France, and it just made me think about how lucky I have been in my recovery, being in a country where things were very established when I started 13 years ago.
Yes.
And we had a working translation committee, we had books, we had an organized structure, and I think part of why, or I know why it has been like this in Denmark, this is because we have had members who were very internationally interested. They were interested in what was going on in America. They were interested in what was going on in the other Nordic countries. And we adapted structures. We adapted ways of working from American committees and other Nordic countries. Finland, Sweden has also been going strong for 30 years. So that is the big advantage of starting to get more internationally connected. That is the ACA countries who are well established in Europe has a lot to offer to countries like France or Germany who will benefit from the experience of other countries and the resources of other countries. So I think that's one of the really good arguments for our region in the future. And I think Frederick also had a comment, but we will have to start to close this part of the segment. So Frederick, please.
Yeah, I just wanted to comment on what you said about the seventh, Christine. All money coming from we have a budget, so the money you send as seventh, and if you write the European Committee, it will go to the European Committee because the European Committee costs money. So it's kind of as you sent it to the European Committee, kind of. So yeah, thank you.
Thank you, Frederick. Carol, do you have a comment for this?
This has been very good. And this is what we did. We wanted people to tell us what they needed and what they wanted us to do. And so that's what you're doing today. I think that's great. Thank you. Oh, one thing though too, what was it? Point back here. Outreach. It's another thing we can do. And meetings don't have the money to do. We can put, actually in the United States, we have buses, and on the buses they have places that they rent for flyers. And so the region is going to be doing that at each one area at a time, doing outreach. So that is one other thing we can do.
Thank you, Carol. And in the last part of this regions panel, we talked about what it does, what it has. I spoke a little bit to Frederick before we started about what doing international service and being part of the European Committee and has done for our own recovery. And And we would, of course, like to see a lot of the people who has been with us today contacting the European Committee afterwards. And we would like to meet a lot more of you. And we have a lot of positions in the committee and around the committee that we would like people from all over Europe to come join us. And so we would finish this with speaking a little bit about what doing international services for me, I thought about Charlie's loving parent speak in the morning, and when I went to my first meetings, I was absolutely sure that I was the only one who felt like this, and by coming to the ACA meetings, I learned that other ACAs there felt pretty much exactly like me. We were very, very close in many ways, and I'm still finding out how close we are in many respects. But the wonderful thing for me about doing international service in my own recovery is that connection to who I am as an ACA and my psychological emotional structure, that's a global thing. And coming out, going to America, meeting ACAs who are also in America very close to me and look very much like the people I meet at the meetings in Copenhagen, that has meant a tremendous, that has been a tremendous thing for me. And also getting all the new inspirations, getting to know, listening to Charlie this morning, talking about some new ACA literature, the Loving Parent Guidebook, and how that is structured. And that inspiration and connection is just so important. So for me, has been so important for me. So yeah, now I talked a little bit longer than I had expected. And I would like to invite Carol to start to maybe say something about how working in regional service and has affected her own personal recovery, or if you will.
Any service in ACA has jump started my my recovery. If I just go to a meeting or two meetings or three or four, like I'm doing right now online, I hear what other people say, and it brings something to mind, and I can, you know, something I need to still work on or whatever. But I get a lot of triggers that from working in service, and I like that. I'm not afraid of triggers anymore. It gives me insight into what's really going on in my brain and what I haven't worked on yet, what I need to work on. And so that I get from service. And working in the region gives me, I like people. I like talking to people, and so I can do that. And so I can talk to people in Hawaii. I can talk to people in Alaska. I have a friend in Alaska because of this program. I have a lot of friends all over the place because of this program and because of being in the region. And so that's one of the things for me that I really get out of service. I have just on the sponsor level, and I don't like that word. She calls me the elder, and that doesn't mean my age. It has to do with spiritual things. And I just absolutely get so much. She's new to the program, but I get so much from her that I still need to work on, or that insights to what I can do, other ways to look at things. And she happens to be Japanese, So that is a completely different way to look at things for me. And I have really enjoyed it. And those kinds of things I wouldn't get if I didn't reach out and do service. Sitting in the meeting, listening to everybody, yes. And I'm feeling a part of that meeting. That's extremely important. The first couple of meetings I came to, the first one I didn't like that much when I started the program. I went to another one. I found a people that sounded like they knew what I was talking about. They had the same backgrounds or they had the same problems. And I felt like I actually cried for months because I felt like I finally belonged on this earth. Before that, I didn't feel that way. I didn't feel like a member of this human group here. So that's what ACA has done for me and what service does for me. Thank you.
Thank you, Carol. And yes, very nice to hear. And Frederick, would you please continue?
Yes, thank you. Thank you for your sentences, Hasse, and yours, Carol. For me, service is really important. Even if it's when I come to the ACA, open the meeting, making coffee and so on, everyone is needed. So there is no service more important than other. But I get a bigger understanding for the program because I really today get the sentence, live in the program. Because when I do service, like in the European Committee or in the board or in the intergroup, I have to live by the traditions when I'm in the business meeting. So the more I learn about the tradition, the easier it will be for me to be in a business meeting. And the traditions I could use in my ordinary life very much, maybe not the seventh, but a lot of other of them. The seventh also, but some of them are more clear than others. And every day I'm in service on an international level, I have to work on my program, to look outside what I want and to have ACA's best in mind. And that's a job I do every time I do service, to go back and think, what is the best for ACA? Not what I think. What is the best for ACA? And then the concepts come in, which is kind of hard to understand when you only read them, but so important. So for me, I have got so much recovery from doing service. I think so, because I get out of the self-centered me. And no one could have the expectations that I could know anything, everything when I come in and do service my first time. I have to learn as everything else. So we have all started somewhere. And we look for people doing service in the European Committee. It could be small parts. You don't have to be the literature chair or the chair of the European Committee. We need help from many people. And the more people helping the European Committee who helps the fellowships in Europe, the stronger we will be. So together we are strong. And helping each other to spread the message, it's so great. So yeah, and with that I pass. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Frederick. And I think you have a little bit more also. Thank you.
Yeah, and this is one of those situations that I think I wanted to say that also, but I have to take a step back and get the feeling about Hasse would maybe, he would have wanted to say it. So It's not all about me, but now I got to say it anyway. we want everyone who wants to be a part of doing service in the European Committee or have the interest in creating a region, please email, put up your email in the chat or email me at EC Share. Could you put it up, Sharon? My email in the chat. And we will come back in one and a half week with a suggestion for a meeting where we could continue discussing this, either doing service or in the committee or the journey through, where we create a region. So please, and it doesn't say if you put up your email, you have to do this and this and this and this. You only have to join a meeting and listen and asking questions. So feel free to write your email in the chat. And with that, I pass. Thank you.
Thank you, Frederick. And I can only confirm what when I started in European service, I was in Shanghai to do anything, but could ease into it very slowly in my own tempo. And I really appreciated that. I see that we have Sophia with a question.
Sophia, I have, you need to unmute yourself. You're able to talk now.
Thank you. Thank you for all I heard. It's very interesting. There is a little tip I want to say that in Greece, we do have pretty many groups at the moment. You know, they grew pretty fast last year, but we do not have the know-how. And the more people that the groups get, the more afraid they are that they don't have the same atmosphere they used to had when they were smaller groups. So there is an issue. How can we grow? I'm a little wondering if we have all that advertising and we grow fast, who's gonna support the coming people? This is something maybe I will also think more. I don't know.
Yes, I'm thinking we have had a little bit of contact with Greece the last month, and I think it seems like you have a good intergroup, and beyond your own borders, there is us in the European Committee who will support you in any way we can, and. But the question of meetings growing, I have experienced this in Denmark. And what my experience has been is that when there is enough people who are discontent with a meeting growing to 30 or 40 people, which is common in Copenhagen, where I come from, they'll make a smaller group somewhere else. And now we have a lot, we have 2-3 meetings a day in Copenhagen now. So, and that's amazing for a relatively small city like we are. And I think the same thing will happen in Denmark, in Greece, that the Greek ACAs will make new groups that fit their needs as you grow. Mm-hmm. Is there anyone else who would like to? Or Sophia, did you have something more?
No, I just wanted to share that part. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you. Carol or Frederick, would you like to?
I have comment? A suggestion for large meetings like that. My sister lives up in Washington State, and their only meeting for a long time grew to quite a few people. So they have different rooms in the meeting place that they have, and they meet together at the beginning and say the format, and then they split into the groups and go into the other rooms and then come back at the end and say, you know, say goodbye. So that's another way to handle it if you don't have another place to put another meeting or if you're having difficulty finding spots. Michael. Thanks.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Carol. I was just reminded that the home group I've been coming in from 12 years, we do exactly the same thing. We are 30 to 40 people every Saturday, and we split up in two groups, so everyone has opportunity to share and also to be in an environment where there's not 40 people meeting can be a bit big for many, including me. Yes, thank you. Frederick, do you have any comments to that?
No, really not. So,
nope. All right.
I see that we are approaching the ending of the meeting. Am I correct in that?
Yes, we have about 3 or 4 more minutes. I can see we have a question from Pat, if you would like
to unmute
yourself.
Yes, this is Matt. I currently serve on the WSO subcommittee of regions, and I think the best way I can say it is in the ACA solution is in this committee, we will love and encourage you no matter what. So that's what I have to say about that subcommittee. Thank you.
I was muted. If there is no other comments, we will start the closing of the meeting. Frederick has a word to say before that.
Thank you. I just wanted to say thank you for Carol coming here, and also to Matt, who is the chair of the region committee, subcommittee to the members committee. So thank you for being a part of this and answering questions and support the Europeans in our journey. Thank you.
Mm. Yes, thanks a lot, everyone, and especially thank you to you, Carol. It's been so interesting to hear about how you made a region, and I suspect you'll be hearing from us somewhere in the process if we get going on this. And yes, it's been very interesting. Thank you.
Thank you. It wasn't just me.
No, I know, but...
In fact, it wasn't even my idea. I have a friend here who's been my friend since the very beginning of my being in program, and hers, as a matter of fact. Mm. And she's the one who said, we should start the region again.
Yeah.
And she turned it all over to me.
All right. But you were the one talking about it today. So thank you for that. And thank you for giving us that inspiration.
Yeah. And I'm really enthusiastic about your doing it. I think you're ready.
Yeah. So. Thank you. Yes. And I think that's it. We can go to the closing of the meeting now. Thank you.
To the end of this speaker meeting, I would like to thank our panelists, Carol, Jim, and Frederick, and Hasse, and everyone that shared today and was of service to make this virtual event happen. Please check the acawsoec.org website for information about these meetings' MP3 recordings. And I've asked Nicholas if you could read the 12 traditions, please.
Hi, my name is Nicholas. Traditions. 1, our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends on ACA unity. 2, for our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God as expressed in our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants. They do not govern. 3, the only requirement for membership in ACA is a desire to recover from the effects of growing up in an alcoholic or otherwise dysfunctional family. 4, each group is autonomous except in matters affecting other groups or ACA as a whole.
We cooperate with all other 12-step programs. 5, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the adult child who still suffers. 6, an ACA group ought never endorse, finance, or lend the ACA name to any related facility or outside enterprise, lest problems of money, property, and prestige divert us from our primary purpose. 7, every ACA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. 8, adult children or alcoholics should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. 9, ACA as such ought never be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible to those they serve. 10, adult children or alcoholics has no opinion on outside issues, hence the ACA name ought never be drawn into public controversy. 11, our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, TV, films, and other public media. 12, anonymity is a spiritual foundation of all our traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities.
Thanks, Niklas. Okay, we remind ourselves of this 7th tradition. Every ACA group ought to be full of self-supporting, declining outside contributions. To make a 7th tradition contribution by using a PayPal account, please visit our website, acawsoec.org/donations. Thank you for that. And our next meeting is the closing meeting. It starts at 7:30 in about 15 minutes. And with that, please join me in closing our meeting with the ACA Serenity Prayer in the language and format you prefer. God, grant me the serenity to accept the people I cannot change, the courage to change the one I can, and the wisdom to know that one is me. Thanks, everyone.
Thank you, everyone.
See you in a bit.